Blog Talk Radio.
And Boogie Tracks. Yeah, K Boogie. I ain't even gonna do no intro on this one.
Hi, this is Deja Vu, and you're listening to GQ Palace Radio.
Love and entertainment.
Yo, what up, what up? Peace, world. This your boy, Mellow Man Ace. And right now, you got it locked on GQ Palace Radio. Radio.
You are now tuned in. GQ Palace Radio.
Ready.
Entertain.
With your host.
Rich Money.
Don't
keep it locked.
And you're listening to GQ Palace.
Let's go. This is Elias, and you're listening to GQ Palace Radio.
Follow me.
Yo, what's good? This is Casanova Rudd from the group Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd. You know the golden era of hip hop, baby. You are now tuned into GQ Palace Radio. Yeah.
Yeah, this is Grand Agent, GrandAgent.net, Real Grand Agent, Twitter and IG. I'm in the GQ Palace, so as far as I can tell, it's all good. Let's do it.
Let's go. Yeah, what's good, y'all? It's your boy, Mikey D, a.k.a. Playboy Mikey D, a.k.a. Mikey D Structure, formerly of Main Source in the L.A. Posse, currently with Elements of Hip. Y'all already know what it is. Right now, you're tuned in to GQ Palace. Keep it locked and locked and locked and locked.
Hey, yo, check this out. I go by the name of Mr. Exclusive, and I'm chilling with my dog, Rich Money, man. And we're on the live station right now. GQ Palace Radio. Let's get it.
Party at. Got that 9-9 black in a gallon of yak. Whip washed and wax from the front to back. The homie Mike G told me that I got it like that.
What?
Fresh to death like a million sacks. The whole squad ain't nothing but pimps and max. Yeah. And shorty pulls up with the crazy lash and set. All I wanna know is where the party at.
Let's go.
GQ Palace. GQ Palace.
Where the party at? Got that 9-9 black in a gallon of yak. Whip washed and wax from the front to back. The homie Mike G told me that I got it like that.
What?
Fresh to death like a million sacks. The whole squad ain't nothing but pimps and max. Yeah. And shorty pulls up with the crazy lash and set. All I wanna know is where the party at.
Let's go.
What's going on, Dons and Divas, Kings and Queens? Yes, we are back with another episode. I am your host, Rich Money, and beside me I have the beautiful Storm. Storm, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
Oh, you had me worried for a minute. I heard like a little pause. I was like, oh, did they get it?
No, I'm here. I'm just getting off work, so just trying to move around, you know. But how's everything with you, Rich Money?
Everything is good. I can't complain. Everything is good. Just so much been going on. You know, trying to take it one day at a time. How was your week?
Oh, it was interesting. It was very interesting, productive, of course. So happy it's Friday, Memorial Day weekend. You know, not able to celebrate as we usually would, but happy to be alive, you know, another day around. Among the living is a blessing, so definitely excited for that.
Yeah, that's a good thing, though. You know, as long as he wakes up next day breathing, everything is all right. You know, Memorial Day ain't going to be what it used to be this year. So, but it's what you make it.
That's how I see it.
Right.
It's what you make it. It's like a party. A party is what you make it, you know. But you still can have a good time regardless of what you do, you know.
Yeah.
So tonight we have a sensational artist. Her name is Too Sweet. Now the lines I see is flooded, and I don't know if Too Sweet is on the line. I don't know if you know Stone, but Too Sweet, if you are on the line, we need you to press the one button. If you're on the line, I need you to press that one button. You understand? Oh, I think we made progress. let's see if this is. Hold on, Dawes and Divas. Hello, Too Sweet. Are you there?
Hello, I am here.
Oh, there you go. Oh, man. That's how we usually get people, because sometimes, you know, we do forget to tell people to press the one as soon as they come on. But there's so many people that be on the line that we don't know who they are, so they got to press the one button as soon as they come on. But, Too Sweet, we want to thank you for joining us. You know, shout out to Miss Max.
You.
She's a beautiful person. You know.
Yeah.
Now, Too Sweet.
Yes.
That's enough to give you a cavity. How did you come up with that name?
That was a name that was given as soon as I popped out of the womb.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, oh, government name. Oh, okay. The government name.
Wow. How creative is that? Oh, no, it's not the government, but it should be the government name.
Oh,
family called me.
Oh, okay. I hear that. Oh, you got to drop a ball on that one.
Woo!
Whoa!
Wait, I was gonna say, if that's the government, we gotta talk real fast to see, you know, what mom and dad was thinking about when they came up with the government name of being that. So that has to be a nickname. It has to be.
It's a nickname. Thank my grandfather. He said she's too sweet. I said, hey, once you get a name with grandpa, you stuck with it for life, whether you like it or not.
Okay, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you, what made you decide to get in the music industry? Was it something when you was younger and you developed into it? Was it something that, you know, middle age, teenager? When did you first start to make some music?
Well, you know what? I've always wanted to sing, but I was a very shy kid. So instead of singing, I danced. And as I grew older and started wanting to sing more, I was actually pushed out on stage without no preparation. First time singing in front of everyone, not knowing the Jacksons and the Gordys were in the crowd. And that's how I got started.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
They set you up.
It was a big setup. I put my glasses on. I closed my eyes. I said, okay, let's do this then. I'm not a chump. I'll take this challenge.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. And how old were you?
I was 24. 24,
oh, yeah,
25.
They set you up.
They set me up big time.
Yeah, they did. Because if you were younger, but all right, they was like, baby, go ahead and go out there and sing, push you out there. But 20-something, oh yeah, they set you up. They knew what they was doing, and they wanted to push you to do it. So how was your first time? How was it?
My first time, I would say, for the first time singing in front of everyone, I did outstanding.
Right.
No one knew that it was my first time singing in front of everyone, but I can say I learned. You know, you learn from your mistakes on stage, and I learned by how to move by messing up and then get off stage. I get critiqued by one of the Gordys and someone from the Jacksons. They'll critique me as I started to perform more.
Okay. And who are the Gordys?
The Gordys, if you're familiar with Motown, Berry Gordy, who brought out the Jackson 5 and
Right.
Diana Ross and everyone. So his daughter, Sherry Gordy, had a show in Las Vegas called Take the Stage. And mm-hmm. she would have the stage open for talent to come perform and sing cover song or original song when she had a band. And that's how I got started.
Oh, so you were surrounded by musicians, bigwigs.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Those are the big ones.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow. Okay. Now, were they like family friends? Like, how did you get involved with them?
Well, my grandmother and my father know them very well. They're basically like uncles and aunts. So it was just more of family throwing me on stage at the time.
Gotcha. Okay.
Saying, you're going to sing. Stop being shy.
Right. Right. Okay.
Now, you know, now, I also see besides music, you do a little cooking, huh?
I do, you know what? I do a little something,
something. So, you know,
I
see some people, they go. Yeah, some people, they do the acting, but you know, you doing the cooking thing as well.
You know
what?
Now,
what was it like going
on,
Oh, so what was it like going on Chef Winford Simpson show?
That was nerve wracking. being with someone on his caliber, it makes you nervous, but you're also grateful because you're like, wow, you chose me to actually be around you. And That was a beautiful thing. So I appreciate him and everything for allowing me to share with him, or he shared with me. You know, that was beautiful.
Wow. I see you was also in a church choir as well. Now, being in a church choir, right? How did your family feel about you switching over to like R&B and, you know, reggae and hip hop? How did they feel about that?
Well, you know, my father, he's very supportive of it. He just loves music. Like most moms, you know, you have to sing for the Lord because she sings for gospel. So I look at it as music is music. You know, it's a form of expression. So how I choose to express myself, that's just how I choose to express it. And just support it.
Now, would you consider doing some gospel music also, like with your mom, or you would just
rather
do the R&B?
Oh, yeah, of course. That door is always open. I will always do that. I do write gospel music just, you know, for myself. The recent music that I did write, I haven't given it to anyone, but I do write gospel music. So I do plan on singing gospel in the future.
Excellent, excellent. Now, what made you want to be a reggae artist?
You know what? It's not necessarily just reggae. I love reggae.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so I decided to tap into the reggae side because I noticed when performing reggae music, I felt more free. I felt happy. I felt like there was no type of restriction. So I said, well, let me just pursue this. And, of course, I'm still doing other styles of music. But I love reggae.
Okay. And what would be your main style of music? What would be your favorite, your first favorite? What would it be?
Ooh, believe it or not, I love to rap. I love rap.
Really?
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Okay. Might have to take a little freestyle before you go, huh?
He said you might have to take a little freestyle before we end the show.
We'll see.
Oh, yeah.
See how you feel. That is funny. Now, have you done any rap music, though? Sorry, Richmond.
Good, that's all right.
I do have rap music. I do have rap music out with a couple well-known West Coast artists. And so what was funny, they did not know I could rap. We were in the studio, and the beat came on, and they were expecting me to sing, and I started rapping, and everybody paused, and they were like, what? We like you rapping now. So that it's a joy to do that. I love surprising people like that.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. You got average money. What's your question?
So now, do you write your own material, or do you have people write it for you? Because I know sometimes it's hard to do rap sometimes. I was in it, you know. It's not as easy. People think, you know, you can write a little rhyme and you know, that'll be it. But sometimes you get that writer's block because it's all got to connect in that right format when you're writing. So do you do your own material, and how long does it actually take for you to do a whole track?
Well, I actually do write all of my own material. It depending on the mood. Sometimes I can write a song in 5 minutes. Sometimes it may take me a couple of days, just depending on that. And that writer's block is something serious. So sometimes I just I get inspired, or I try to do certain things. I actually meditate to the sound of the ocean, and it helps open your mind and things like that. So it just depends on where I'm going.
Gotcha.
If you could perform with any artist that's out now, who would it be and why?
Ooh, I say this every time, Missy Elliott. Oh man, Missy Elliott, that girl's a beast. She's talented, open minded, and I feel like I can be weird and not be looked at as weird. In a way, I don't know if that makes sense. If
it
I was to perform with Missy Elliott.
Yeah, it does. It makes sense.
Missy Elliott is a beast. She really is. And her style is just out of this world.
It really
is. When she first came out, she had on that big suit, and her videos was even crazy.
Yeah, she is. Huh? She is. And I respect her talent. She's an awesome writer and producer. So one day.
It's definitely gonna happen. It's definitely gonna happen because you definitely got the voice, and I listen to your music, and it's wow, it's incredible.
Thank you.
It really is. Now you did
one of a kind.
Thank you.
Yeah, you did "Worth It" featuring Mr. Black. Tell us about that track.
"Worth It" was actually a bet that was happening between another rapper and I. We had a bet on who can write the best hook. And we were going back and forth, and eventually I started going on, "Baby, you're listening to me." And so that's how it came about, and before you know it, "Worth It" was the track. It happened by mistake, which was really an awesome, crazy thing.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That was a real good mistake.
Thank you.
That was a really good mistake.
Definitely.
Thank you.
What we're going to do, we definitely going to get into that right now. All right?
Okay,
Dons and Divas, Kings and Queens, welcome to Love and Entertainment. You're about to hear this fabulous track called "Worth It" by Too Sweet featuring Mr. Black. Remember where you heard it, GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment. It's Butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
I just wanna know if we can work this out. I'm worth
Let me tell you, I actually found the video on YouTube. So as we were listening to it, I'm looking at the video. I'm like, okay, all right, I see you, I see you. I definitely like that one. I definitely
Thank
do because it's so relatable. Mm-hmm. You know, it's so relatable, you know, especially, you know, when you deal with all types of relationships. I feel like that song is relatable to it because it's asking
right.
you, you know, can we repair it? You know, do you think that, you know, do you think that we can, you know, save it? So I like it.
That's definitely
a club banger. It's definitely a club banger.
Thank you, so.
I mean, I can see my stomach winding, you know.
You know what?
Hey, if it make you move, it make you move. Whatever part of your body.
Hey, baby, that's all that matters, right, sweet? That's all that matters. That's the main thing. Now,
so I do want to ask you. You said that that was a bet. So did you win the bet? Because
mm-hmm.
that song is hard. I hope you won.
I lost
right?
the bet. I did lose the bet.
No.
I was riding against Nocturnal, the rapper Nocturnal.
Uh-huh.
And we were sitting at the table, and I was playing a bunch of instrumentals, and he's like, let's bet. And I'm like, I can write better than you, you know. As
uh-huh.
soon as he said, uh-huh. on purpose, I was like, you know what, I'll just give that to you.
Yeah. Wow. Well, listen, that song is fire. So that's definitely it. Yeah. Now, have you performed? I know we have the video. Sorry, Rich Money. I know I saw the video on YouTube, but have you performed anywhere?
Yes, I have. I've performed that song many places, actually.
Now, you're from California, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, have you traveled, like, go ahead.
Uganda, right?
Yes, I performed out there just too, got back from Uganda.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a crowd of 10,000 people.
Oh my God.
And I never seen an ocean of people, and that is one of the best feelings ever. I encourage every artist to push for that.
Wow. 10,000 people.
Did you get stage fright?
You know what? Behind stage, I was sweating. I was having anxiety because I heard the crowd. It sounded like a huge thunder. And as soon as my music started playing, the switch turned on. I'm like, okay, artist mode. Once I went out on stage and I looked at the crowd, I said, this is my moment.
Yes.
That's the main thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now you performed in front of 10,000, but you performed in front of 10,000 people, and there's a lot of artists that hasn't even reached that platform. So that had to be a blessing by itself.
It was, and just the love of the crowd, and the main thing that was going through my mind: okay, I'm in another country, I'm American. How are they going to accept me? And the feedback that I got was just so positive. It was, they were telling me I did go viral out there. I made history.
Yes.
I changed so many lives, especially with plus size women. I made them comfortable that they can actually dance on stage and wear what I wear. It gave them confidence. And so I'm really happy about that.
And I'm happy you did that, because there's a lot of artists out there. And there's a lot of artists who are out there who are plus size also, and they are kind of shy. You know, they don't really feel like they fit in this industry. So I think that it's great that you're setting the platform and you're opening up the doors for them to see that, listen, you can do this, you know?
Right. And that's who said skinny is beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Who said that, you know? So you flaunt it, you're confident, and it is what it is. Don't like it, don't watch me.
Exactly, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And go ahead, Rich Money.
Oh, no, I was going to ask you, I see you did a soundtrack. For a movie?
The movie Snow Black. Yes.
Robert.
He's
an awesome guy too, Robert. Yeah. Shout out to Miss Mac once again. He's an awesome guy. What was that like working with him?
Actually, with the soundtrack, it came. I was invited in to be a part of that, and I had no idea what I was going to write about. Actually my first time doing this, and wrote the song. He loved it, and he put it as one of the main songs for the movie, and I was like, oh my gosh, you know, hey.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're up for any challenge, pretty much. It's like, if there's an opportunity, you know, or a challenge, you're up for it.
I am, you know, and being an artist, you have to take chances. And so I'm willing to take chances on things like that. You know, if it works, it works. If it doesn't, at least you tried. You don't want to live your life on shoulda, coulda, woulda. I don't want to be 60
exactly.
years old. And what would happen if I would have wrote that song for that movie? Where would I be? I don't want to go through that. So I try to take everything, take challenges, and, hey, it is what it is, you know. It's a hustle.
Excellent. Excellent. That's right. That's right. Excellent. So what else have you been up to? I know that you do the music, and, you know, is music the main priority for you, or are you working on other projects as well?
Music is a major priority, but I'm also a businesswoman. So I love business, and I have a few things that I've been working on that I won't speak on yet, but I am working on that. There is a virtual concert coming up. I will be making the announcement pretty soon along with Ms. Max. You have to follow my Instagram.
Okay. Make sure you give your name. give your name. Give your name so they can follow you.
TooSweet760. TOOSWEET 760.
Gotcha. Cool. Okay.
Now, what's the difference between you and any other artist that's out there right now?
Well, I really can't speak on that. I can only speak for myself. All I can say is I hustle, and I do not in my mind investing in myself. I learn the business aspect of being an artist. I like to learn every department on what someone does for me, so I'm aware of what's going on, and that's what I can say. I'm not sure how other artists do it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I try not to be in their business, but for myself, I could speak for myself.
But if the question
like
goes, okay, so let me switch it around. With the artists that are out there right now, okay, and the music that you're presenting, what makes you stand out more?
I'm not talking about my vagina. I'm not talking about taking men's money. I'm not talking about sex. Everybody's talking about that. So that one person that's not in that circle is going to stand out. And I talk about different things. You know, there's more to life than twerking and vaginas and all that.
Right. Okay. See, you heard that, ladies and gentlemen. If you didn't know, now you know. There's definitely more to it than what's out there right now. Just got to pay attention.
Yes, class.
Follow the right people. Right. You can follow the right people. And in the process of following the right people, you'll meet some wonderful artists who are definitely thinking outside the box, and they're not going with the norm. You know, what people think is the norm anyway.
Right. Don't follow trends. It will lead you
much
to a brick wall, and then you're going to be wondering, what happened? How did I get here?
Right.
You was featured in a 2015 Six Coast to Coast. Tell us about that.
It was a She Got Next mixtape, and one of my friends, 11 Eagle Crusher out of New York, invited me on the mixtape. I had no idea it was going to be on the mixtape. I was like, you know, let me just put my music out there, not knowing it was Beyonce, Rihanna, and all of them. I was like, oh, snaps. So, he was looking out for me and kept putting them out there. So I'm very grateful for that. He opened the door for a lot of things.
Excellent.
Now, murder. Murder.
Go ahead.
Wait, go ahead, Storm, before we get into that. Go ahead, Storm.
Right,
yeah,
I was just going to ask her with everything going on with the pandemic, how has it affected you and what you're doing?
Traveling, of course, you know.
Right.
I'm used to moving around, but at the same time, the pandemic, on the bright side, it has helped
strengthened me, has helped mend relationships. It has helped me refocus pretty much on my craft. I had to, I'm like exploring new things and learning new things, finding new sounds. And so instead of looking at it in a negative way, it helped strengthen, even spiritually, it's helped me grow. And so that's really what's been going, like how it's affected me in a good way, you know, to be more positive and to look at it.
Okay, go ahead, Rich Money. Murder, murder.
Murder, murder.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. Now, that's the sound featured on the movie, right?
Yes.
Now,
yeah.
How did you come up with that title, first of all? Was it you seen the movie and did the title? Where did the title come from?
You know, okay, look at this.
That's it, that's it.
You know when you got that one particular person that just pushed you to your buttons? And that has happened to me.
Oh, yeah.
And so instead of venting on social media, I went right in my room and I start writing how I felt about the person. And that's how Murder, Murder was birthed.
So this is what you would say, like, how would Usher say a confession? Or something about somebody or something?
Oh, no, no confession. I thought about it. This is all my thoughts. I am innocent.
Oh, I hear you. But we want you to do, we want you to introduce that track. Introduce that next track.
What's up, y'all? This is your girl, Too Sweet, and you are listening to my song, Murder, Murder.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive, 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 exclusive.
You
You know what? I would never want to get you upset. I tell you that.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I would never want to get you upset. It's hot, though. I like how you sequence everything together. You know, but.
Thank you.
Yeah. That joint right there. Right, it's hot. I like it. And I can see that on the soundtrack, though.
Yeah, we'll be fighting at the end, and both of us will be happy. Don't worry.
You know, that was one of the hardest songs I ever recorded. Oh, my gosh. I was sweating. Oh, I was sweating.
But why was it so hard? Because you were thinking about it as you were, you know, why was it so hard to record it?
Well, it was a little bit of everything. There was parts in the song where I stopped singing where I actually was upset. And I just stopped.
Oh, okay.
And so the engineer, he's like, just keep going, just keep going. And I did all of my background vocals from the tenor, soprano, the opera. I did it all. So I literally pushed myself for this entire song.
Mm-hmm.
You did a good job.
You did an excellent job. It was deep, too, you know. It wasn't like you could listen to a song, like, all right, it's all right. No, that was deep. Like, I felt it. Like, that was deep.
Thank
like,
you.
You went through something, you know. You went through something. And like I said, it's relatable. You know, a lot of both the tracks that we've heard have, you know, both been relatable and people can relate to it. You know, some of the thoughts and stuff that you might have, you know, when you're going through something and someone make, you know, brings you out of character, you know.
Right.
So the production, you know, who do you work with as far as production?
Well, that producer, he was out of Sweden. I found him out of Sweden, and we meshed together so well.
Excellent.
And the rest is history.
Gotcha. Now, do you use the same producer for some of your music, or, you know, you kind of, like, switch around depending on the music?
I do switch around. I work with about 5 different people. One guy for strictly reggae, that particular reggae, and I have another guy for Afrobeat, dancehall, and so I like to work with different people just to have a different sound at all times.
Okay, excellent. And your sound is definitely, it's unique. You know, it's very unique. It's different. You know, it's like truly one of a kind because you haven't heard it before. So that's,
thank you.
You know,
thank you.
Shout out to you for that. Definitely. I'm telling you, with the title Murder, I'm just like, somebody in trouble. You know, just with the title alone.
The guy, he's still alive.
Just let you know.
He loved his song. He said that's the best diss track he's ever heard. So.
Really? Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And does he know it was about him? No.
Yes, he does know.
Okay. Excellent. So it was a good thing. It kind of like motivated you to express yourself at the same time, you know, about whatever, you know, you were going through. So my question for you is, what's next for you? What's next?
I am working on new music. I'm working with a few producers and artists out of Uganda.
Mm-hmm.
And we're getting some things put together for that. And just moving, you know, coming up with new music, a new sound, and just staying creative and putting no limits to myself.
Excellent. Now, for the song Murder, is there a video for that yet?
Not quite yet. I will be, once everything is over the pandemic, I will be shooting that video ASAP.
Okay. And where would you want to shoot that video?
That video is actually going to be shot in California with the director, Robert. He wants to shoot the video. So we'll be putting things together with that. So I'm excited about that. The visuals are going to be crazy.
Yeah, I can only imagine. I definitely followed you on Instagram because I definitely want to see, like, when the music drops and, you know, when that video really comes to light, I want to see that. Like, that's definitely you know, I want to see that. Is that, that
oh,
right
yeah,
there?
Definitely.
Do you think that'll push your creativity a little bit?
Yes, it definitely will. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Excellent, excellent. So, of course, I do want, if it's okay, Rich Money, for everyone that's listening to you, I didn't mention, or we didn't mention, that the phone lines are open, but you do have to press 1 to go on the air to give a shout-out or your feedback on the music that you've heard. Can you give everyone your social media information so this way people can follow you? I know you gave your Instagram. Are there any other websites that you're on that you want people to follow
yes.
you?
You can follow me on Too Sweet. It's on Facebook, Too Sweet. Just Too Sweet by itself, the only verified face mask in there. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm looking at everyone with face masks. I'm so sorry. The only verified
oh, okay.
Facebook
I'm like,
page.
Wait a minute. Okay. Gotcha. Okay. And then, so you're on Facebook and you're on Instagram.
Yes, I'm on Facebook and Instagram. I do have a website, official2sweet.com. And,
Okay. All right.
We have somebody on the line for you that want to go on the air. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Good evening. Can you all hear me?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, we can hear you.
Hi. Shout out to GQ Palace and Rich Money and
Thank
Miss
you.
Storm.
Thank you.
And I would like to ask Too Sweet a question or two. Good evening, Mrs. Smith. I don't know how you refer to yourself. Miss, Mrs., Miss Too Sweet.
Hello.
Good evening.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. Girl, I listened to the song Murder, Murder. Love it. Oh,
thank you.
Oh my gosh. Yes, this is Ray.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to ask you how it felt performing in Uganda, Africa in front of thousands of people. Oh my gosh.
It's an adrenaline rush. It's a natural
oh,
high.
To be.
And just looking at all your people that I look at as family, their relatives, you know, distant relatives, and looking at
mm-hmm.
all of them like, wow, this, it's, I'm home. that's how you
yeah.
feel, I'm home. And
mm-hmm.
just looking
wow.
at their faces and it words can't even express
uh-huh.
how you would feel.
Wow. Well, I must say you are very beautiful, and so far the music that I've heard, I love. Consider yourself having gained a new fan and continued success, sweetheart.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
That's
You're
excellent.
Welcome. Have a nice evening, all.
Thank you.
So let me ask you, what is the next step for Too Sweet?
The next step is to take over the world.
Oh, I like that answer.
Always.
I like that
Always.
Answer.
Nah. I'm like Pinky in the brain. I'm the brain. I'm going.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
Thank you.
So I'm gonna reach out a little bit because,
okay.
of course, you're definitely repping, you know, the plus size women. Have you ever thought of plus size modeling at all?
I have many people approach me about it,
mm-hmm.
so I will be stepping in to that side to just
mm-hmm.
give it a try.
No, you're gonna do it. You're gonna do it. And
oh yes,
you're gonna do it. Yeah, you're gonna take over. Yeah, you're definitely gonna do it. And I feel like that's what you know. I'm all for something that's unique. You know, something that's different. When people embrace what they're doing and they really love it and they enjoy it, it's you put off a different aura, you know, that vibe is different. So I could see you doing like a plus sized runway playing your music, like one of your, you know, tracks as everyone's walking out, like you owning it, like it, like this is mine. I did this, you know. I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
Just an idea, throwing it out there, you know. You know, you're a hustler, so different ways to make some money. But that right there might be a good avenue because you can also connect with so many different people.
Right, just
reaching, you know. Look, I'm just reaching out there, but just. I see you doing that, but owning that runway where, you know, you're the headliner, you know, you're the headliner of it, but you also paved the way for so many different people all over the world to be able to come and enjoy what you're doing. So I definitely see that.
Well, you know what? We're going to make that a vision a reality. We're going to work on that.
That's what I'm talking about. And, you know, GQ Palace.
Just make it a reality.
GQ Palace will definitely support you. Yes, definitely. I like that.
Yes, you definitely have our support. Ain't no question about it. Definitely got GQ Palace support.
Now, I wanted to just give a shout out real quick to Miss Mac because she definitely comes across.
Yes, shout out to Miss Mac.
Like amazing artists. You know, like
yes,
people who are definitely doing the
mm-hmm.
thing, you know. Shout out to her.
Yes, Ms. Mac, like that woman, I always say she is an angel. She will find 10
mm-hmm.
needles in a haystack and
that's
turn them
about.
Into diamonds. That woman, she's a miracle worker. I love her so much.
Yeah, yeah. She's a beautiful person.
She's a blessing.
She's definitely a beautiful person. And since she got it with GQ Palace, she's been sticking by us, and you know we try to
mm-hmm.
make things work for each other and everything. Just take it
yeah,
there.
Definitely
yeah.
good networking. Definitely good networking. But of course, it's about 6:55 at this time. So, is there anything else that you would like the callers and listeners to know that we haven't asked you?
Actually, just to. Stay positive, and if you're an artist listening, keep moving. Even if it may seem impossible, learn the business aspect of being an artist. That is the number one thing that you will love,
mm-hmm.
that you need to do.
Right.
And I would also love to give a shout out to Ms. Mac again. Shout out to my manager, who's also my dad. And shout out to both of you guys, and shout out to the fans, shout out to the world, shout out to myself, just shout out to everybody, you know.
That's right. Definitely. So that's great. So with that being said, definitely. You're definitely, you know, you're going to take over the world, like you said. You know, you're definitely going to do it. And it's, to me, I can only see you just shining. You know, just shining and just moving and traveling and doing everything that, like, your heart desires, everything that's set for you, I see you doing it. And it's definitely a blessing. And we wish you much success, you know, in that.
Thank you so much. Thank you guys for having me. This was such a pleasure.
Yes, and it was definitely an honor having you on. It was definitely an honor having you on. And we still going to continue to rotate that track. You know, I'm going to listen to those. When I leave from here, I'm going to bump him in the truck.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Y'all just put a big old Kool-Aid smile on my face. So, yay.
Good.
And you know you're welcome back anytime whenever you're ready to come back. It's never a problem.
Thank you so much.
All right. Two sweet Dawns and Divas. Okay, that's it for tonight's show. She's definitely going places. Ain't no question about it. She's definitely doing a lot of things. Shout out to Too Sweet. You know. Storm, are you still there with me?
Yes, I'm here.
What you busy? What you eating a sandwich down there? What's going on over there?
Can you hear me? I'm waiting for you to finish so I can give the I can give the shout outs for the graduation.
Well, you know,
so
I just
I'm waiting for
say,
you to finish so that I can.
Okay, so what we're going to do is I'm going to just say my half, and you're going to take it away from there, all right? I just want to say happy Memorial Day to everybody. Y'all be safe, wear your mask, keep your gloves on. You know, they talking about opening up the
Everything's supposed to be opening back up soon. Still wear your mask. It's a lot going on. You know, y'all be safe. This is Rich Money. I'm going to call it a night. Got things to do, places to go, people to see. All right, Stone, I'm going to take it out from there. The rest is on you. Y'all have a blessed night.
All right. So, of course, with that being said, it was a wonderful show, and we are truly honored, you know, to be able to interview Too Sweet, as well as to have a networking connection with Miss Mac as well. So they're definitely going big, doing big things, going places, and GQ Palace is right there with them, supporting them 110%. You know, the blessing is it as being able to have, you know, someone that you connect with that's able to take these artists, you know, and not just artists, because Miss Mac does a lot of different things. So it's Miss Mac Marketing. You know, definitely find her, look her up. You know, she's definitely on the move, and she's definitely doing big things. So you definitely want to support the journey of which she has going on. So with that being said, there are some birthday shout-outs that I do birthday. Well, there is a birthday shout-out I want to give to Nani. Nani, happy birthday, as well as during the pandemic of which we're going through right now, some of the kids are not able to have their graduation. So class of 2020, on behalf of GQ Palace, we'd like to say congratulations to all of you. We did do several shout-outs on our Wednesday show here at GQ Palace, where we did give shout-outs to Kathy LaFonte, her daughter Katiana, as well as Joanne Hunt. We did give a shout-out to her son Brandon as well on his graduation. Also a shout-out for Michelle Angel, her son Jonathan. All of them will also be going into college as well. They have been accepted, and they will be going. So definitely shout-out to them. I did put the message on Facebook, so a lot of people did contact later on. So that's where more shout-outs are coming out now. So we're going to give a shout-out to Cece Khan, which is Shay Renee's daughter. She's graduating out in Riverhead as well. And you do have Keisha McDowell. She's going to be graduating. And you do have Elijah Brown, who are all going to be graduating. Just to give a quick another shout out to Brianna Gomez, who will be graduating from out in our hometown. So we're very excited for her as well. And for the all of the Platinum Athletics athletes who are going to be graduating class of 2020, we do wish you guys the best of luck in everything that you do. Congratulations to Lauren Matthews as well. Anyone who is graduating, like I said, class of 2020, whether it is graduation from high school or from college, you know, we support you and we congratulate you 10 times over. You know, there. Just to give another quick shout out to Tiara, she actually graduated and she'll be an RN now. So that's definitely big, you know, especially with the pandemic going on. We can never have enough nurses out there. So shout out to all of them, the Riverhead School District, Class of 2020, COPEG, Amityville, Medford, you name it, congratulations. All the way, like I explained on the Wednesday show, all over New York, all over the country, Class of 2020, on behalf of GQ Palace Radio, we do say congratulations to you as well. Unfortunately, we're going through a pandemic and you're not able to get your due justice and walk across the stage and hold your diploma and allow your parents to cry, but hopefully, with everything going on, you will have some type of celebration eventually. You know, we don't know when, but hopefully you will have something just recognizing you for all the things that you have accomplished. So that's definitely big. I also want to give the National Suicide Prevention Hotline number as well, because while we're going through the pandemic, you know, there are a lot of people out there who are in danger to themselves and to others. And once you recognize that, you do want to receive help for it. You know, there is a number you can call, which is 800-273-8255. That number is nationwide. So therefore, you're able to call that number and they can put you in connection with different people in your area. During this time when there's nothing going on and your mind is going a mile a minute and you have these thoughts that you can't control and you do need help for them, the first step is accepting that you do need the help. So this number is definitely a number where you can call and get that help. As well as there's a lot more domestic violence going on. Those numbers are definitely climbing higher and higher during the pandemic of which we're going through. And an unsafe environment is an unsafe environment. So you want to make sure that if you have made that decision yourself that you can't take anymore and you're looking for a way out, there is a number as well that you can call, which is a 24-hour hotline. It's 631-666-8833, and it's LIADV, which is allows you to call them. It's a domestic violence hotline, but anyone can call and they can put you in with the correct person, people that you can vent to, explore different options to, and they can show you another way out. So with that being said, it was a wonderful show. I truly enjoyed myself today. And on behalf of Rich Money and myself, God bless and have a wonderful, safe weekend. Be safe this weekend. If you do plan on going to any type of parties, make sure you do have your mask on. Make sure if you are wearing gloves, you change those dirty gloves because they will become contaminated the moment that you touch something else. You touch one thing, you touch something else, they will be contaminated. So therefore, you do need to change those gloves frequently. If you're going to the grocery store, please make sure that you practice social distancing where you do have on your mask and you're able to be 6 feet away from each other. Follow the arrows, follow the lines, and just make sure that you're safe. You know, make sure that you're safe and you're practicing social distancing. So this way, the world can go back to what we know is the norm. You know, what we know is the norm. It may not be the norm for every different state, but it's the norm for what we know, where we're able to go back out in public and be around our family and be around our friends and be able, you know, just to come together in celebration. And I tell everyone, you know, to be able to wake up in the morning is a blessing. So we definitely want to continue to be blessed and continue to make sure that we do the right thing, live right, and just make sure that everything we do is for a reason and don't take life for granted. So have a blessed and safe weekend, like I said, and God bless you all.